What is up, guys? Happy Wednesday. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and you may notice a bit of an increase in sound quality today. I'm indoors. Thesis is under construction at the moment, due in again the end of the month. So this is me at the moment in a cave with coffee and performance science. So shout out to all my 46 listeners from last week. I had some good feedback in the gym. Thank you very much, guys. Kelly, thanks for the feedback on the podcast. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And shout out to anyone from the gym that's listening. Anyone from that's not from the gym, give us a holler. Drop us an email. Let's train. So today, a couple of different things to have a quick chat about. Obviously, it's going to be a 5-minute, but we might roll into two. So with this nice indoor sound quality today, I have a list. I have a notebook open on my Mac, and it has a few different sentences that I'm going to try and get in. So the first one, certified to simplify. That would probably be the name of this podcast. Ever since the start of CrossFit, it was in some ways outside of traditional strength and conditioning programming and percentage work and all that type of stuff. The program was seen as like a little bit random, a little bit like you can't do that you're doing that, like it might not fit traditional what at that time would have been evidence-based research and science. And if you were in the know, if you had a degree or a master's or that type of thing, it was very easy to scorn upon or to scoff upon the program and say this doesn't work, the science says this is too much, too heavy, all that type of stuff. I think most are probably agreed now that it has stood the test of time. Very much so from America, from back in early 2002, isn't it? 2003, to us in 2010, and other gyms around the country that are going a long time. Nobody's dead. Nobody broke their shoulders kipping. There's been a few, like in any sort of fields of fitness, probably a few bad decisions. I've made some bad decisions myself over the years, but you learn. Overall, CrossFit has created a super healthy environment to train in, and every little micro gym all over the world of those 13,000 plus affiliates are doing some serious work to boost the health and fitness of the world. So when the training at some time seemed a little bit simple, I always wondered, how do I kind of back this up? Like, how can I, although I know it works and I can see that it's very effective and I know it's safe, I'd like to at some stage have enough qualifications and enough knowledge around the thing to essentially have a good conversation with anyone about what I'm doing. And yeah, I don't know, maybe that was a little bit egotistical on my behalf. Maybe that was a bit more of a need on my behalf to kind of defend what I was doing, but it is what it is. And now at this stage, I think after all of the different things that I've done, I'm at this stage fully certified to simplify. So on one hand, it might look simple, but on the other hand, leading into my next sentence, there is a tendency to overcomplicate things. And the need to see, but this should do this, and I want a percentage, and I want this and that and the other. And yes, I'm not completely dissing strength and conditioning. I know it's all part of it. We do percentage work. We do program. A lot of our program is based on rationale. It is organized throughout the year. But the most important thing, and this is based on experience, is consistency. Consistency first, then everything else. That is just gold dust. If you can just keep on showing up to the gym, keep on having some fun, keep on having some high fives, getting to know people, getting a stretch on, getting a move on, getting some weight on board, then that is what's going to carry you through to the long term. It's going to keep you on a straight and narrow, and everything else comes from that foundation. And that is, like, you'll all know the story of, oh, you know yourself, the training fell off, then the nutrition, then I got the bag of Minstrels, takeaways were a bit more on the weekend, I started drinking a little bit more, blah, blah, blah. Basically, the whole foundation can fall down around you when you stop training. So on the flip side of that, when you keep training, everything can stay nice and sweet. So if you can't stay consistent in the gym, you've got to find a way or a program. A way to really have some fun in fitness that's going to keep you there for the long term. And that really is the secret. That's the secret to Ronin. Although I'm certified to simplify these days, I can't compete with the vibe, with the people, the interaction, the social interaction. I don't try and replicate that. I give out a program, I give out the workouts and all that, but the energy, the people, they're the things that carry it on. We're coming to the end of this 5 minutes. I'm going to drop a second. All right, so the vibe at Ronin is kicking. We're throwing down. We're having some fun all the way through. If you're there, you know this. If not, check out our Insta content. Look at our vlogs. Come in and do a free trial, whatever you need. So we discussed consistency. We know that this is really the key all the way through. If I mention CrossFit.com, some people, if you're an OG CrossFitter, you'll know what I'm talking about. But CrossFit.com was essentially, back in the day, for us starting out, it was the Holy Grail. That was where the WOD was. That was where the workout of the day was. And most people that were doing CrossFit were hitting that WOD. Very, very simple. Very simple strength programming. That was like that when I started doing CrossFit in 2009-ish, 2008 maybe. I was doing like back squat 3-3-3-3-3, and then the next day or two it would be like deadlift 1-1-1. So it's exactly what it says. It'd be like work up to something heavy and do it 3 times by something. So it would be essentially like a form of like a linear progression. But if you could go on forums all day and find people dissing how stupid simple it is, and you need this and you need more overload and you need deload and you need all this and that. But at the end of the day, it seems to still be working for people, because it would have been deleted a long time ago. I followed a gym owner on our CrossFit affiliate owners forum on Facebook, a guy who owns a gym in the States, went back after doing CrossFit for 10 years in various different gyms and programs, went back to the CrossFit.com method, and with that simplicity, got a little bit more consistent in his training and started PRing on everything. So started getting better at everything again. The intensity that you bring to the training in the environment, when you're safe and sound and you're confident with it, you can definitely get stuck into your training a little bit harder in a CrossFit gym, or maybe even any sort of a class or any sort of a gym. I'm not specifically talking about CrossFit here, but bringing that intensity to the program where you might not have brought it before. You could have had the best program in the world and maybe you missed a day or two because you were just bummed out that you were going to the gym, and then when you got there you weren't giving it your all, therefore your program sucks. You got to get somewhere where you're going to train hard and train properly. To finish this one out, we're going to just link it up with emotions. All right, we're getting all Dr. Phil on it again. Whether you're a beginner or whether you're at the upper end of like CrossFitters where you're like training for competition and you like maybe even you're hoping for regionals or that type of thing, emotional health or your emotional toolbox is just key. And for beginners, obviously, you've insecurities, anxieties, coming from no training to all these strong people being around you everywhere. There's people pushing, being quiet, exhibiting their fitness, grunting, sweating, high fives. It can be a mad environment to get involved in. And for you to take that on and to feel comfortable in yourself, in your body, and the way you are, to make that transition in the gym can be very tough. The people that you started with are doing better than you now. The WODs are finishing before you're finished. You felt like you were last on the floor again. It's all very overwhelming for you. The upper side of things, then if you can pass that by, which a lot of people do, or maybe you're not affected by it, whatever. But that mid zone then, a couple of weeks to months in, it's just a sweet spot. You're just lapping it up, enjoying, learning, PRing, getting better at everything all the time. Then if you up it again, or you feel like you're a competitive person and you really want to get into that side of it, or you just want to be the best you can be, it can be tough. You can put an awful lot of pressure on yourself. You can start to suck the fun out of CrossFit or out of training a little bit, in that instead of looking at your PRs or your improvements in X, Y, and Z, all you see are your glaring, gaping weaknesses in CrossFit, your muscle ups, your L-sits, whatever it is for you that you just can't do or you feel like you're never going to get. Those things can actually take some of the fun out of it. So again, apart from the obvious of staying consistent in your training and putting in those extra hours wherever you can, the emotional approach to it is going to be key in your progress. So to finish it off, I just thought I'd mention, speaking of all these consistency and discipline and all this type of stuff, you may well have seen my Instagram content. If you see something that starts with hashtag ninja musings, that is me, somebody who enjoys to write. I enjoy writing and I enjoy getting a little bit into it. I read a lot of stoicism. I've grown up reading a lot of samurai stuff and ninjutsu martial arts. I've done a lot of martial arts over the day. I've been in the military for a long time, so some of the stuff might seem a little bit sort of, I don't know, a little bit hardcore. Probably a few haters out there, oh, I don't like his stuff. Probably I don't really care because I don't follow you anyway. But if you see that stuff and you think it's a little bit weird, then let me tell you that there's people that don't think it's weird. And I've had people, 56-year-olds in different classes that I have, I've had people coming out of the woodwork that started the gym. Wow, I just saw that post and it really motivated me to get my SHIT together. I went and I got after it. So whether it's the gym, whether it's the program, whether it's my social media, whatever it is, one little victory for me is all I need. One, getting somebody from where they were to where they're going to make that switch or that next level up or whatever. That's the stuff that fuels me. I don't care about anything else. It's all these little victories all the way forward. We will move forward together, Team Ronan. So thanks very much for listening, guys. I hope you have a fantastic day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.